for continuing with the Sidra Dorot. And we had been learning, I'm not yet telling you about whom, but we had introduced him. What we had seen in the Medrash is the Sidra Dorot says his name is Rikio. Remember him? So where we're dealing, the year is 2021, and our man Rikion comes to Egypt, and he's impoverished, and he can't make a dime, and he takes his savings, he hires a bunch of mercenaries, he sets them up by the cemeteries, and he tells them, by the king's decree, don't let anyone bury without paying you a hefty tax. And he's taking advantage of the fact that the Egyptian king would only come see his subjects once a year, so he could get away with this. And he gathers a lot of money from this tax. Every time someone comes to bury, his mercenaries are there, and they tell him, yeah, that by the king's order, you got to pay us 200 silver coins. And at the end of the year, when the king is going to come out to meet his subjects, so you can imagine that the subjects are very upset. And Rikion by now has amassed a great fortune.
How did he get
money? So he used his savings. He was very poor, but he had some kind of savings. So I said he couldn't make a dime. He couldn't earn money, but I didn't say he didn't have money. So took out a mortgage, right. Took out one of those Obama loans. Okay. So the king hears about this tax. The people tell him, it's not enough you tax us when we're living. Now you have to tax the dead. So the king got very upset. He hadn't heard about this. So he sends word to summon Rikion before him with his men. Rikion took 1,000 boys and 1,000 girls and dressed them in the finest silk and sent them riding ahead on horses, and he sent them to the king, and behind them was a great gift with silver and gold and precious stones, and tremendous cavalry followed suit. And he sends all of these as gifts to the king, and he comes and bows before him. So everyone's standing there, and they're in awe of this great procession that Rikion hired, this great gifts that he sent him. So the king asks Rikion, who are you? Where are you coming from? How'd you get so wealthy? And Rikion, he's a good politician. He speaks well before the king, and he finds favor in the king's eyes. And people like him. And the king sees that this is a very intelligent person before him. And the more he speaks to him, the more he likes him. So the king tells him, listen closely, the king tells him, from now on, your name is no longer going to be Rikion, but from now on, your name is going to be Paro, because you were Parata Mas. You gathered a tax that no one before you ever gathered. You knew how to collect taxes that no one else thought of. And so he named him Paro. And as time elapsed, people realized how smart he was, and they decided to set him up as king instead of the king, and Rikion became the first of the pharaohs. And we learned this Medrash inside years ago. We learned this from the Medrash, not from the Seder Adoros, who's collecting it from a Medrash. So he quotes it here from, he says, he's quoting it from the Sefer HaYashar. And I remember that we learned it in the Otzer HaMidrashim of Rav Eisenstein, who brought it from somewhere else, not from the Sefer HaYashar. But at any rate, so this is the first pharaoh. Now we know where the name pharaoh comes from. And the, so we said he was from Shinar. Shinar is Ashur. Shinar, I'm sorry, is Babel. Yeah. So
now
the deal was the deal was that the regular king Ashvirash, the king of Egypt, he'd judge them one day a year, the way he used to, and the rest of the year Rikyon, who is now known as Paro, he would judge them. And Rikyon used his cunning and his strength to take over the throne of Egypt, and they loved him so much that they wrote a law that from now on every king that would rule in Egypt would be called Paro. And that is how the name Pharaoh became the name of the kings of Egypt.